Okay.
The recording just.
All right. We got this working, yeah, okay. First thing is Festival Days review. Shawna, you weren't at Festival Days, right, or you were out?
I was here, so I got to see the float, but we have a family reunion, so we had all of our people here, but the float looked amazing.
Yeah, I just want to update you on what we had. We had, of course, the historic home tour, and that was part of what the float was trying to advertise, and you saw the float. And we used the float last year, and Darren DeGraw, and that was his trailer, and he was willing to do it one more year. I don't know about the year after, but anyway, we have pictures right up there. There you go. It's also here.
Yeah, it looked nice. It looked nice on the parade route.
Yeah, I mean, I had them rolled. I had all those photos rolled up, and they were rolled up the wrong way, so they were a little crinkled, so I had to push them out. But I rolled, when we took them all apart this year, I rolled them up perfectly with rubber bands and everything, so they're in the storage unit. If we want to use them another time or for a display or something, they're still available in my storage unit. Anyway, they want to use, we made this, the banners so that they could be used in multiple years. It doesn't tell you what kind of home tour it is, because it could be, 20s. It could be 40s. We're not talking.
Well, I love that it wasn't necessarily tagged to Festival Days. It could be done anytime. Because it just says Historic Preservation Commission.
Yeah, it also says Parks and Rec. Yeah, you're right.
So you could use it if you just wanted to do one another time.
It's supposed to be, Tia with the Festival Days said they would be able to walk down the street at a parade. Instead of having a trailer, we just walk with the banner out. We got two of them because we had to have both sides of the trailer. So there's two of them. You can go the opposite direction or something. One person in the first part of the parade can have that, the second one. There's two.
And you're volunteering
not unless they turn it around like it should be and go against the sun and downhill. They've got it so you're coming facing the sun and uphill.
How many years has that been this direction?
Three or four.
Because it used to be.
Yeah, because I did it for 10 years and it was the other way. And that's the way it was for years. But it's like you're going uphill facing the sun and uphill to Fort North. It's like, why are you doing it? Why did they?
Because they can assemble it in the parking lot there, that huge parking lot, and everybody gets
But
a
we
spot
assembled on First East and never had an issue.
I know that.
Years.
I've lived here a while too, Shawna. But that would be the reason that you would be given, because they could line them up in those big old parking lots with the number that you have to be at, and they're off the street and out of the way. I'm with you. I like it going the other direction.
I just think
I know.
Well, for a participant, it's better. I think for a person watching, they probably don't care.
I like it better.
Participant.
Going
some interesting information is that the parade used to go down State Street right by our house and out towards 400 West.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a representative who was in the parade. He had a car. And he went down towards 400 West. He turned around and came back into the parade. And everybody was, what are we going to do? He didn't follow the directions and go over the overpass. And so he just caused a big ruckus. So that was the end of that parade. They won't go down that way anymore. They went around to.
They live by the junior high. They start by the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, start up here.
That big steak center.
And they go, yeah.
But that won't stop. They won't stop these representatives from turning the car around.
No. And they also won't stop people throwing loud poppers, making explosive noises. Right in that corner by Fidel's, that there was a whole bunch of people. But I don't know what those things are when you throw them on the pavement. I thought people were being shot.
Oh.
And given that someone was killed in our No King's Day parade, or whatever that was that No King's
Kaysville?
Day?
Yeah, Kaysville.
Kid that, no,
well,
not
Kaysville. Was.
No, I'm talking about just the No Kings Day that was in May.
Oh.
Someone was shot and killed.
Wow.
At that. And I kind of think it's not a good idea to be able to allow
To throw poppets.
To throw them at the people in the parade. You know, there are horses. I mean,
yeah,
that's going to go in my letter to the mayor. So, on we go.
Anyway, yeah, let's continue on. So we had signs. You can see the sign that's on there, or on here, yeah. And we made up 14 of those because we thought 14 was enough for people to walk. They wouldn't get wore out. So we purchased those this year, and they go in front of each of the homes. And we have printed the code that goes on them. Yeah, down here, this QR code. And we print them out each year, and it will have the instructions. And then we hooked them to the bottom of that with some tape. And so we could reuse the signs every year. They were about $20 a piece.
And how many people?
Oh, yeah.
You said 143.
On Saturday. I didn't get any more results for the two other days because we had it open until Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And Dana and I went down, put them up, and then we came back through and took them all down on Tuesday. So it worked well. We had more people at our booth in the booth area than most years. And then Annette was saying that the museum was just flooded with people that wanted to know more about Farmington's history.
Yeah.
So the parade entry probably helped.
Yeah.
Get people interested.
Oh, let's just take credit for it. We can take credit for it.
Sure. She said the museum was, really busy.
Okay, deterioration by neglect.
Yeah, that one there, do you have information about what, yeah.
Yes, so as far as the 368 West State Street, he will not allow them, the building official, to enter the building.
He wouldn't allow them to go in.
Yes, so they won't be able to go in. They can do what we usually do, which is go around the property, like on the outside and everything, but they would need more permissions to be able to get into the actual building itself. And then there are a few routes that I think Dave probably talked about a long time ago, or has probably talked about with you guys a lot about that particular property that they would be able to go through. In the case of it not meeting its, in the case of them not upkeeping and maintaining that. So as far as the historic barn at 268 West Street, State Street, don't have any updates. Is this the one that you guys wanted to put onto the MPS?
No.
This is a different situation? Oh, it's...
No, this is the one we want to take the funds for the MPS and combine them to... Dave said there was about 6,000 that had that study done. Yeah. And he said that we had enough money for the MPS, but if it's, because the MPS, Sherry said about 5,000 and 6,000, I don't know why the city can't just come up with the money to pay the thing, because we lost the grant we did not get.
Yeah.
And they finally came back and said, let me give you a little bit about the grant. That's a lot on here. The grant came back, and then I talked to the lady in charge, and she said, yeah, I shouldn't tell you because it's not official yet, but she didn't get it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I found out the latest update is that Trump was going to release some of the funds so they might get their grants after all. But it's not official. It's not done yet. But anyway, if we wait for the grant, we're not going to get it. So I think we should just take the money. We don't need the MPS this year. We can wait another year. But the barn is deteriorating, and we need that study done.
So we don't have a budget for the Historic Preservation Commission outside of, like, the $1,500, I think, that we use from our community development budget. So all of that money is what I've been told is all of that money was that federal grant money. And without that, we don't have the money to do it at all. The only really option is to do a budget amendment. And I wish that Melissa was here, but the council would have to amend the budget. And I think that with the support of a council member, that would be a possibility. But I think once Melissa's here, we can probably talk about that more. Okay. But yeah, right now it's there's just no money.
Well, they used to have a budget. Dave's budget was big enough for doing a lot of these things. Because we had, for 6 homes were added just last year. No, that's this year. They finally got it approved this year. It was done last year. And 6 homes, it was over, it was probably $6,000, and he got it out of his own budget.
Yeah, exactly. So he might have done that out of just our miscellaneous funds in the community development budget, but we don't have earmarked funds for the Historic Preservation Commission outside of, I think, like, $1,500. And you can talk to Lyle. He's in charge of the budget more, but I've just been told that all of the money that was going to be used to do the study for the barns was the federal grant money, which we all know we can't depend on.
You know, that was what Dave really expected, the grant money to come through.
Yeah.
So I talked to Dave, and he said he thought it was a good idea, and he said that talk to Lyle, because Lyle, he told me as far as the $5,000 for the MPS this year that I should talk to Lyle, because he said he thought he had enough of the $5,000. So
he
there's
might,
somewhere,
yeah,
some other money.
He,
I don't know.
Yeah, you might have to talk to Lyle, but okay. I've just, my understanding is that the there it's not a difference of $1,000 we have to make up. It's like the whole amount that we would have to get out of our community development budget. And that's not to say that that's not there. It's just we haven't earmarked it for that, so we'd have to either do a budget amendment or to see if it's there in the first place. So I recommend talking to Lyle about that.
Yeah, yeah, I can get a hold of him.
Yeah.
I initially thought he was going to run these meetings, but Dave said no, you're going to do that now.
Yes, so I'll be doing this. I'll be the staff liaison for you on the commission here for the time being, for the foreseeable future. So you can always just include me on anything, really.
Do you have a phone number I can text?
Yes, I don't have it on me, so I'll have to get that to you. It's
well,
on my email.
Do you have
email.
One of these lovely pads? And you could
it's on my email signature. I don't. It's my work. This is my personal phone. I have a work phone.
Yeah,
tell me your name.
Dave gave us
Shannon
his personal
Hansel.
Phone.
Shannon?
Yeah, Shannon Hansel.
Shannon?
Yes.
Hansel?
Say
two
more
L's.
Yet.
Two Sell.
Yeah, Hansell.
Okay.
Canncell.
No, my first name is Shannon, Shannon. My last name is Hansel,
Hansel, as in Hansel and Gretel.
Yep, exactly, but with two L's.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, by the way.
Yeah, nice to meet you. I should have introduced myself at the top. But yeah, I've been with Farmington for 6 years.
Well, I thought I had seen you before.
Yeah, there were a few times when I came in a few years ago.
I couldn't get rid of this one, huh? Did you push this off on the new person?
Yeah, no, I've been here for a long time, but there's no new person, so.
There's no new person?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
It's me, Lyle, and Carly right now, so.
Okay, let's go back to Andrew's house.
Sure.
You're saying Andrew said they can't get in the house, so how's that work with the, we already said we're going to start giving them the fees every month or every year, every week or whatever it is. How are you going to force them to let someone in to look at it? Because it is a requirement, I would think it's a requirement that they can look at the home. It's part of the law.
For us right now, it's kind of more so like any situation, the government can't just enter somebody's private property without a warrant. So that's kind of the
next step.
I don't know what's the next step, but I know that that might be in the list.
It also, I don't think, would, technically qualify as habitable.
Yeah, so as far as that, the building official, we can't, without going in there and looking, nobody's doubting that it's probably not habitable, but without going in there and inspecting it, we couldn't make that determination.
Been there for almost coming up on 2 years, and they have done some bathroom renovations. You know, I don't know what the kitchen is like.
Yeah, I know that some of the floors were so rotten they had to put in carpeting, I guess, or something to hide the holes in the floor.
I don't know about that. That may have been there since.
That's what I heard. But
from whatever.
That was a couple of years ago.
So she's doing fine, and she lives in that middle space. So apparently it keeps the rain out.
Yeah.
So anyway, but.
Well, yeah, I don't, if Andrew probably knew that he can't have any, you know, he can't come in there, but he knows that it won't pass.
Yeah.
And he knows that he's just delaying things, but someone needs to do something.
I think, did they tell him to fill in the trenches? Because he filled in the one little trench that's on that trapezoid property between my house and his.
Uh-huh.
And that had a trench for the sprinkler system we put in that's been open since April. And all of a sudden it's filled in. So I'm wondering if someone said those trenches, but the ones, you know, the big ones that are on the other side of the sidewalk haven't been touched.
Somebody could fall into them.
I think that they did send a notice for one of them. I'm not sure about the rest of them, but Carly and Lyle were talking about that last week, so.
Okay.
So I should talk to Lyle.
Any questions? I've been there for nearly 50 years.
Okay.
I know all of it.
Good to know.
Where all the bodies are buried.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that basically is
the grant.
Do you want to move on to number four?
What's that? We can talk about the, you were saying there was some new software for the plaque.
Yeah, so let me show you that. So we have this software in the community development department where I don't know why this is so zoomed in, just a second. We have all of our land use development and business licensing go through this software, and it's called Civic Review, and it just keeps track of all of the applications, all of the projects and everything for everybody, and Carly is able to see it. And so we, with this transition, have decided that the plaque program, instead of being that link that's on the website, we have updated it now to be the same program as the Civic Review, so that Carly can see it. And so now we'll set it up so that whoever on the commission wants to be part of it will also be able to see it on there. And so everybody's all on the same page, and I'll show you sort of that application if I can get to it. So there will be this, and this is how it looks. It's the same form as before, it just is in a different program, but it's the same information. So it'll be first name, last name, email. They'll still be able to provide the description. It's the exact same fields as before. It's just now we all have all of the community development stuff located in one centralized location so that we're aware of it and that you will also be aware of it.
So is this live now? Or?
Yes, this is off the public website.
It's tied to the city website? This is what's new?
Yeah, so this is on the city's website, now on your Historic Preservation Commission page, we have logins to this, and we will set up logins for whoever on the commission would like to have it.
Yeah, I would like that.
Okay.
So as far as residents, we had a...
And then...
We didn't need to change the address that goes to here instead of the old one, right?
Well, it's the link. They've already got it set up, so if they go in to do the application, it's already going to this.
It's going already to
this one? Yeah, they've changed it. So when somebody goes in and does the application, it'll go to this.
Okay.
The other one isn't there anymore.
And they didn't even ask me to be the dumb bunny to make sure this works.
Yeah.
Because I'm usually...
Carly is on top of it. She is.
I know, but I'm
so
the dumb person that you are
Carly is
creating this for.
Yeah.
The only problem we did have is I did one, and Carly knows this because I worked with her.
Mm-hmm.
The people just said we don't do the computer. So I printed it, went up there, wrote it, and then we put it in. So.
Yeah, and there'll always be room to do accommodations like that. So that will be, but it's virtually the same thing. It's just now it's connected to the same program that does our business licensing and the land use development applications. So it's just all centralized. So we, yeah, it just.
So does it notify you when somebody applies?
Exactly.
It notifies Carly and you?
It can, yeah, it will notify me, and it can notify whoever here too as well.
Okay.
For me.
So
yeah.
You,
yeah.
Sean,
I'd love to
that?
Be on it too, because then I can start
then I
the
don't
research.
Have to, I don't have to shut, you know, send
right.
it to you. I have to always send it to her for that.
It absolutely,
I don't
yeah.
use a Farmington Gov email, but
I don't either.
So it's mine is SS Wardrop.
How do you spell that?
SSWARDROP at MSN.com.
Okay, so I will recommend that everybody starts using your Farmington.
I don't have one, and
she
I don't
have
want
one. She didn't ever want one.
Okay.
Well, I came over, and if see, I this have... is what happens. It's always, and then.
Okay.
You know, I came over here to have it all set up for me. So now you have to go home, and now you go through these steps at home by yourself. And it's like, that's a bridge too far. Either we get it done when I'm here.
Sure. They should have done that.
If that's an issue, I'll just have Dave send them to me once you get them.
I mean,
because I'm not going to
I don't think it's an
I'm
issue. I just will say, though, if you do use your personal emails and there's ever a grandma request, they can request to see emails on your personal.
Right.
So just so,
okay, fine.
You know.
Well, then
I'll send
person.
It to you when I get one. I'll
thank
send
you.
It to her.
Okay.
I get
one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And not to say it's not allowed. It's just would be better.
You
I
can
think.
Do the same for me. Otherwise, get whoever the nice young man was back here.
Yeah, I think.
To get me
Jace,
set
yeah.
up and finished. Because
okay. I've heard
me
other.
To take it home.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
I just did it for 43 years, did 2 emails, and I'm not doing it. I retired for a reason, so I didn't have to worry about work emails, so I'm not doing it.
Well,
and
I
have one
life.
Email, and that's what I'm going
to
look
no,
at.
No, I have both of them on my
fair
phone,
enough.
So I don't have to get into the.
But
PC.
I don't do email on my phone. I don't
no.
want to spend half my day deleting emails
yeah.
off my phone.
It's okay.
Well,
it's been working fine with Dave sending them.
I go on my PC to
yeah,
delete.
It sounds like. There's, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We're good here. So I think we just wanted to show you
but
that software.
Okay, perfect. Absolutely awesome.
Well,
yes.
when I'm in an appointment somewhere, I like to look through my emails and see what I got.
No, I know. But I mean,
I can be anywhere and I can look
so
at
did
emails.
The, this just made me think of this. Does the Rose Cottage count for the MPS?
I would think so.
Yeah, it's the right date.
Has it
and
been
does
modified?
It still look? It
yeah.
been
well,
modified.
It hasn't been modified enough. It's
okay.
still the same.
Send me a picture of that,
and
I'll
and
send
have,
it to
and
Larry
ask
what's
me.
Huh?
You have it. It's going to be called the Buttered Bake Shop.
Oh, that one. Oh, I thought you meant the one that's on Main Street. The one that's now.
Oh, no, those we should look at. But I was just thinking when I saw
no,
this next item,
that
can that count?
That won't qualify. They told me. Way back when we were, that's coming up, but
yeah.
Corey Jensen says it's been modified too much. And it's lost its integrity because it had all kinds of beautiful stained glass windows in there.
Okay.
I don't know, that's what he said. That was a few years ago.
That makes sense if they've taken out that kind of stuff. I was going to say, enough structurally. Nothing's changed. It
yeah,
still
it looks
the
same
as it always did
yeah.
when we moved here.
Now that it's done, I could give an updated picture of what
it
looks
done?
Like now.
You
well,
could just ask
the outside's
him. The outside's done.
They got their grant money and
they
stuff.
They got the $50,000.
No.
They got grant money of $40,000 to fix the outside of
okay.
the home.
Yeah,
okay.
and I spoke with Andrea today.
But they didn't get
they
the
did 50, not 000. Get that.
Well,
that
that's coming up next, right?
Right.
Yep, they did not get that grant from American Express. They did not. I talked to Andrea today. She said they did not give her
oh,
a reason.
Oh, you talked with her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, because I just talked to Hannah just the other day, and she said they haven't heard back yet.
Yeah, so I guess they heard back.
They heard
I
back,
talked to
okay.
Andrea, and she said they did not get it. So.
Well, we'll just keep looking for other grants for
right,
that.
Right, that's right.
They're doing it low, a little bit at a time because they told me it was close to $1 million for all the you know, the bakery stuff,
uh-huh.
all the.
I'm sure the
state,
equipment, yeah.
All this Farmington laws and
yeah.
codes.
She,
and,
she was here, she talked to us.
Yeah.
So I understand that. I'm just.
Yeah, it
wish we could
can
get
be
her
done
some,
quickly.
Get her some money.
Okay, is there anything new on the Sessions building?
Other than that, they completed the work on it last week.
Put it back to what it was.
Yeah, they just put it. They just put it back to how it was.
So sad.
I think right now that's on hold for the time being. Either with a new ownership situation or a change of.
Well, Dave. Last time Dave said that she's not selling it.
Yeah.
And she didn't want us to go the Farmington to continue.
Yep, so that's where we're at.
So she's not selling it?
She's not selling at this point. I don't know why, but she's not.
Because it's probably making money. Got a couple long-term tenants?
Yeah, upstairs, yeah. But you wouldn't lose that.
So that's the status on that.
Maybe temporarily.
It's just dumb. If it's not going to cost her money.
Oh, they did a great job putting it back. It's sad.
Yes.
So sad. But that rock, you can't even tell it was torn down.
Yeah,
they did
a
phenomenal job.
They did it all based on pictures, and they had half a stone left. And I don't know where they came from, but they had half a stone left.
Yeah,
I had a bunch in my yard.
Yeah, maybe that was fun.
Yeah, well, they
did such a good job. Like, you literally can't tell that it was torn out and new stone. It looks the same. But it is so sad.
I know. I think everybody wants to see that be restored to the way it looked. But again, probably the private
I do feel like, this is my personal opinion, and I don't know what took place city-wise, but I feel like it just took so long that she just got tired of it looking that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't want to deal with it. I feel like it needed to be done fairly quickly after they discovered
it. Yeah, but they had to find money for it.
I get that.
Yeah,
I'm just
saying. She doesn't understand that.
We probably should have tried to move a little faster. That is one thing. We do move very, very, very slow on things.
Yeah, and it's always with that, it's usually a funding issue. But yeah, so hopefully next time around we can get it done quickly and we'll have money to do it.
Well, I guess in the background you could be still looking for grants.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it doesn't cost her anything and it would increase the value of that property.
But I think you got to prove that to her.
Yeah, she was, when I talked to her, she said that she wanted the back done, you know, the brick all redone. And Dave said they weren't going to do that, so maybe that was some kind of thing in her mind.
Right.
Oh, they're not going to do that, but she wanted the back all done. So it needs to be, it's falling apart in some places. The stuff in between is falling out.
Mortar?
Yeah, mortar's falling
out. So it just needs to be repointed.
Well, and Todd moved. Todd, who was a nephew,
right?
He moved over to by the post office. So Foreman's out, Allstate's out, which surprised me. I thought that's because she was selling, because that's their nephew.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought they were selling, that's why I thought Todd moved out. But now she's got an open spot.
Okay.
Two more historic homes.
And what we're trying to do is find that $5,000. Dave said it was available. He said, go ahead. He even said, go ahead and called Sherry. He said he had $5,000. I don't know where it was coming from. I'll talk to talk to Lyle.
Yes.
And we can't do the minutes.
One other thing I wanted to bring up was, is this the best time for everybody? Because I can meet at any point during the day. So if we want to meet earlier on Mondays.
Well, we got to remember this is supposed to be a public meeting. The public has to attend.
And some of the people on the commission work full-time.
Yeah.
That's fine. I just was curious if we wanted to start at 5.
We used to be 7, and we just moved it to 6 a few months ago.
Okay.
But I think
that would not work for me.
Yeah, I think
I could probably make any
for the
time
public,
work.
6 is okay for the public, but 5 probably won't be because they're working.
Okay. That sounds fine. That was the only thing I had.
Okay.
You could bring it up again next time to see what everyone says.
Yeah.
Okay, one thing I wanted to bring up, but Melissa's not here, but Melissa's been working real hard trying to find a place for that Clark home to move it instead of destroying it. And she's been looking at it. She asked me if I could put it in my backyard. She was asking about all these other places. And then we found out, Dave found out, that UDOT never told us that the reason they wanted to take the house out or some that use that lot is for setting up their staging area to do the overpass. They didn't want to, they didn't need all that property. They only needed a few feet off that property. And so we were thinking, and we found out from Corey Jensen that you could move it on the same lot and still qualify for the district. So, and UDOT also said that that kind of house, you can't move it. We have a mover that says, that's bull. And they're going to give us an estimate of how much it would cost to move it on the same lot. And we, and UDOT's already said, no, we don't. And then Farmington City, or at least they said, that the little park there, we could always have that as their staging area. All they needed is for stacking stuff up for to use. And it wouldn't, you wouldn't even have to take out the Clark monument. You could have stacked around it. But he said it's easier to restock and redo the park than it is to come up with a new historical home that is on the district. He said on the National Register. So that's what we're looking at, and we're gonna. She said she's when she gets back from Lake Powell on her houseboat, she's gonna give me a status of what's going on.
Okay.
So when you say move on the same lot, does that mean they would move it, do the whole thing, and then put it back after?
No. Move it back.
No.
And that'd be, it would just have a bigger front yard.
No. What?
That
doesn't what matter. We're trying to get right now, and I don't. I have to talk with Lyle because Dave said Lyle was going to do it. Is download the document that UDOT shows that.
So it's on the screen right now, and it shows the area that they're actually going to be.
Oh, okay. You finally got that then.
Dave, yeah, this said, is on their website, UDOT's okay. website.
And oh yeah. See, so there's not much that has to come out.
You have to move it a few feet outside of that purple line.
Look over there. Look up.
I'm looking here.
Sorry.
So you'd have to take out the driveway and just move it over is what you're saying.
So this is what they want. They want that part there. The setback has to be similar. So the setback might have to come in here a little bit. But this is Corey Jensen talking to me. But I need this copy so I can give it to Corey Jensen.
Yeah, I mean, I can send you the link and he can.
So the purple
it's on
line,
their website.
Mm-hmm. Can you download it?
This is a public map. Yep, he can find
okay.
this. Yep.
Yeah, he said he was going to give it to me, but he never did. I mean, we were.
So the purple line is where they're proposing to put.
It's the disturbance area.
But the green line is where they have to have property, right?
Yes.
That's road.
Okay, this green line is what they have to have. Okay, so.
Okay, so they do have to do something to the house.
I think it's a proposed
well, they could,
wall.
Okay, here's another idea.
But they could move it over.
If they, I don't know if they could put it onto something temporarily in this area.
It wouldn't qualify back there. Okay.
And then just, move it back.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But over, like we're, so part of that driveway would be gone.
Yeah. The driveway would probably have to be reconfigured.
Yeah.
Well,
but I mean, if you could just ride the thing out over here, and then we put it back.
Well, UDOT's not planning to do this until probably 2030, so we have a lot of time to do.
We got some time.
We got some time. At least that's what they're saying.
But at least we know the house is movable.
The house is movable, and I was thinking, this garage would. Would it or not have to go? It would have to go because it's not going to have any room for a garage there.
Right.
But it could be moved right in here.
Yeah.
And it has to have the same setback, but this is...
So can I ask a question? This is just probably a dumb question, but the reason we're worried about it now is because we have to have our say in there and get it figured out before.
Right,
because
they said, oh, you already agreed, we're going to do this, we can do that.
Okay.
And but we didn't
So
know.
That's why we have to fight it now so that it's not part of the
right.
plan.
So if we can talk them into the park,
yeah.
Yes.
It stays there. Yeah. It just stays there.
No, because they still need that part where the green
so
is.
No. They're going to cut out this part of the
They
house.
Still have to cut out, yeah.
Okay. So it has to be moved one way or the other.
Just move it over.
Okay, but we have to meet the state requirement for still being on the National Register. And so it has to be in this lot, and it has to be same setback. What I need to ask is, okay, this same setback is going to go away anyway, so this, because this is going to take out some trees and stuff. And this is Sanzini's home. How's that going to affect the district? This is not historical at this point.
So with this, I did talk to the building official, and if you're going to move a building at all, it does need that structural engineering, and that would go along with the seismic stuff that we talked about.
I just talked to, what was it, Dave? I talked to him on the phone. He says when it's being moved, there's no requirement for seismic stuff. He said he already talked with the guy in charge of that. He said, no, if it's being moved, it doesn't qualify. It doesn't require all those same studies and stuff. He told me that the other day when I
talked to Eric last week, and Eric said that that building code requires them to do a structural engineering for the foundation. If you're going to
foundation, yes, they're going to have.
As far as like seismic, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Dave said the seismic. Yeah.
So I'm just saying it's not going to be like they pick it up and put it down. They're going to have to do a whole new foundation and everything.
Yes, and it has to be the same height and everything.
Yeah, because they're going to have to move it over to allow where that green line is. But
yeah,
then
the green line
to move the garage too, because you've got to move the garage back so you can get to it.
They're going to lose access to that garage if they move it over. And I'm sure that may be fine for them.
In the old photo I have of the home that was in 1940.
Would it make more sense to I know you said Melissa's looking, but it seems like it would make more sense to put it somewhere else than. Who's going to want that tiny little lot?
It would stay, register in
a highway
wall. Our district if it was on the same lot.
Right, but would you live in it if you had a highway wall next to your bedroom window? I'm just saying, who's going to buy it?
They have that now.
They're sitting up here. They have the thing, but they don't have a highway wall. I mean, they don't have a road coming up to them. The road's down here.
Well, it's still going to be down there. It's still going to be down there.
So the owner, you said, doesn't care, right? The owner doesn't care.
Well.
So it's the district trying to buy it. I'm just saying, who's going to buy that house when that lot's been shrunk down, all that stuff's cut out of it, and then this house is shoved into this little
space. I was told by Dave that UDOT, after they go through this thing, they're going to sell it as surplus. So if it's for surplus, what do they care if somebody, you know, buys it, moves it over? Someone's going to want, it's a rental property. Right now it's being rented, so it could be a rental property.
Yeah.
And the million-dollar homes right behind me have postage stamp size lots.
Yeah,
that seems kind of the thing. Well, it probably won't.
No, I was just wondering if it'd make more sense to try and put it somewhere else.
Well, she tried looking. She can't find any in
my idea was that Andrew Clark ought to buy it for a buck and put it in the back of the place where he's got now.
They don't trust Andrew with a 500 foot pole.
I don't know. No.
So anyway,
put it on the agenda for the next one.
I don't know why Dave said he was trying to download that for me. So.
There's no need to download it. It's just on their website. So
I know, but I need the copy.
You just need a link.
You just
need the link. Corey can look at the link, because the link will pull this up right here.
This is publicly found on their website.
And it's not, I mean, is this part of this property?
Yes.
Up here?
Yes.
So the lot is pretty big.
It is pretty big.
Yeah,
but
it's being shaved down because you're losing everything where that green line is. I'm just saying it becomes a little less useful. It's not being used now.
You're really talking about this little tiny piece there. See right here? That's all you're going to, I mean.
When it's said and done, the green line is the border.
Well,
the green line is a sound wall. The purple line's the border.
Okay. So the green line's a sound wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would need
I just think this is not a teeny tiny little lot. This gives you anything you want. Your house is the thing that's
your
around
house. Your
house
is going to be sitting here, and you're going to have to move the garage, and you're going to have a garage sitting right here.
But you've got enough land to do what you want to do.
Yeah, and
I wouldn't
and
buy it.
As far
well,
as
I don't think you'd buy it anyway.
As far as staying historic, in 1940, when they built that, 85 years ago, there weren't any garages. You can see it in the picture. I have one on my website. It shows the picture in 1940. There were no webs, no garages there. So staying historical by moving it on the same lot, Corey Jensen thought it would work.
I don't know. I think you don't think it's valuable enough to keep one of the 10 homes on the
original historic district?
No, I
definitely think it's valuable enough. That's why I said it would be nice if you could find somewhere else to put it. I just said it's going to be tough to...
Maybe the point is that we don't want it to become another deterioration by neglect type situation,
right.
Where
a renter that just
and that's not to say I don't believe in moving it. I think it's a beautiful house, and I think we should keep as many houses on the register as possible. But I think maybe that was the point, perhaps. But yeah, I mean, there were pieces along the frontage road that were surplus by UDOT just like 2 weeks ago from the West Davis corridor, and these are tiny, maybe like 40-foot wide. Like less than a quarter of an acre, little tiny chunks that look like they should just be park strips. And people were calling us, being like, what can we do here? So I think somebody will definitely, especially with, if we continue on this trajectory in Utah with this growth, I think it'll be, somebody will use it. But yeah, I think.
That'll be good.
Yeah, but I think it will, yeah, I get what you're saying though, as far as.
I take a sound ball next to my house as opposed to how loud it is in my backyard at 11 o'clock at night.
But yeah, let's just get to them not tearing it down first.
Yeah.
We can debate.
And that's our point right now, right? Is just doing that.
Yeah. Right now we're just looking at
trying to save it from being torn down.
But we do have people lined up that will help us, like the Preservation Utah. It's a statewide program, and they helped us in the years. They used to be called, what was that called? Heritage Foundation.
Utah Heritage.
Yeah, Foundation. And then changed their name to Utah.
What year did you say it was built? 40s?
1940, and it's 85 years old.
Okay, do you guys have any other items?
No, we're done.
You're good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for meeting again.
Yeah, send me that link so we can get started on.
Yeah, I work closely with Lyle and Carly, so... And I'll be here for the foreseeable future with you guys. So.
Yeah, just send me the link so I can look at this and get a hold of Corey Jensen. So that would be good.
Okay.